This podcast of the Daily Buzz is brought to you by Moore Family Pharmacy. It's not just a name, it's what you get. Moore in Allegan, Hamilton, Plainwell, and South Haven. Moore Family Pharmacy. This is the Daily Buzz Rewind. An internet tech company called Sorted is looking for an assistant director of cheese. They say the perfect candidate has to have a love for cheese, deep knowledge of domestic and foreign cheeses, and the ability to balance flavors and textures. Responsibilities will include organizing the company's monthly employee cheese events. Oh, and you'll have to be good at tech, too, for the rest of the month. Assistant Director of Cheese. Well, there's word out that smoking pot ages the brain by an average of 2.8 years. Research warns culture is starting to regard marijuana as an innocuous substance, but it isn't. It's been linked to reduced blood flow in the brain that can lead to strokes. It's official. The Scrabble Dictionary is adding 300 new words, including twerk and two-letter gems like OK and EW. They also said they're considering RBI, and while those are actually letters that stand for runs batted in, people do pronounce it as a word, ribby. French fries are expected to be up to an inch shorter in Europe later this year after a disappointing potato harvest. They say a prolonged drought in Europe affected their crop, not the number of potatoes, but their size. So if you head over the pond, the chips are likely to be smaller. Turn to the page in 60 seconds. It's the Daily Buzz on Cozy. This is the Daily Buzz Rewind. Random facts. The scrolling text at the beginning of the first Star Wars movie was done by printing out the entire thing and having a camera slowly dolly down over it. A rock is considered a boulder when it's more than 10.1 inches in diameter. And the mascots on kids' cereal boxes like Tony the Tiger are drawn so their eyes are looking slightly downward. That's a trick to make sure that if the boxes are high on a shelf at the grocery store, that mascot's making eye contact with those kids. Pretty smart. Well, it's official. There's no one left on Earth who was alive in the 1800s. The world's oldest person, Emma Murano from Verbania, Italy, passed away on Saturday. She was born November 29, 1899, and was the last verified living person who was born in the 1800s. The cause of her death hasn't been revealed, but she was 117 years old, so pretty safe to say she just passed of natural causes. She said her secret to long life was eating eggs, going to bed early, and being single. The new oldest person in the world is named Violet Brown. She's in Jamaica. She was born March 10th, 1900. The Golden Gate Bridge is 80 years old, and since then, more than 1,500 people have committed suicide by jumping off of it. That's an average of almost 19 people a year. And San Francisco is finally doing something about it. Last Thursday, construction started on a net about 20 feet down that should catch anyone that jumps off. It's costing $200 million in federal, state, and local taxes and should be done in about 4 years. And yes, it's worth it to save all those lives, because a study out of Harvard finds that 9 out of 10 people who try to commit suicide and fail don't try it again. Well, here's hoping you got a refund this year. But if it was a big one, it's probably because you had too much money withheld from your paycheck. Maybe because you filled something out wrong on your W-4. And it is nice to get that big chunk of money back, but a lot of people end up using their refund to pay down credit cards, which rack up interest all year. And if you had a little more money in your pocket, maybe you wouldn't have needed to use your credit card. Or, if you really want to be an adult about it, that extra money could have automatically been deposited into your retirement account. And here's why that makes sense. Let's say you get paid twice a month.
and got a really nice refund this year of $1,200. That means you overpaid by $50 a paycheck. If you invested all that money and kept doing it for 30 years, you'd put away $36,000. But because of compound interest, you'd actually end up with more than that. If your 401k or IRA made 6% this year, you'd actually end up with $100,000 after 30 years. About 60 grand of it would come from the compound interest alone. Finish with a couple of funnies my father-in-law shared with me over the weekend. There's a story of a pastor who got up one Sunday and announced to his congregation, "I have good news and bad news." "The good news," he said, "we have enough money to pay for our building program. The bad news, it's still in your pockets." And while driving in Pennsylvania, a family caught up to an Amish carriage. The owner of the carriage obviously had a sense of humor because attached to the back of the carriage was a hand-printed sign reading, "Energy Efficient Vehicle. Runs on oats and grass. Caution. Do not step in exhaust." Knucklehead news out of the UK, where a three-month-old baby from England was barred from a flight to Orlando under suspicion that he was a terrorist. A red flag was raised by the baby's visa, in which a box was checked off answering yes to the question, "Do you seek to engage in or have you ever engaged in terrorist activities?" The form was filled out by the tot's grandpa, Paul Kenyon, who clearly made a mistake. The family had to go to the U.S. Embassy in London to straighten it all out and pay a lot of extra money to get a new visa. Kenyon later said he's obviously never engaged in genocide or espionage, but he has sabotaged quite a few nappies in his time, though he didn't tell that to the U.S. Embassy. Okay, so if you're a terrorist, would you actually check off yes to the question about being a terrorist? Really? The Daily Buzz. Something I need to buzz about, email me, paul@wcsy.com. Leave me a message on Facebook, fax 637-2675, or drop the info off here at the station. We're on M140 just across from McFadden's Friendly Motors. Catch up on past shows online anytime at WCSY.com. That's where we keep our podcasts. Podcasts of The Daily Buzz are also available on iTunes. Yesterday's history, tomorrow's a mystery, today's a gift. That's why it's called The Present. I'm Paul Andecker. We'll buzz again tomorrow. Make it a great day.